You can use Outlook Express to compose a message and attach a file. For this exercise, Suki White needs to send an email message to Daniel Penn. To begin drafting Suki's message, click New Mail Message. A window displaying a blank message appears, ready for you to begin typing a recipient's email address.
Type Daniel's address as it appears in the text window. A message can be sent or copied to more than one recipient. This message doesn't need to be sent to anyone else, so press the Tab key twice.
You can now enter a brief description of this email message in the subject box. Type Sample Article. To move to the body of the message, press the Tab key. To save time, the message will be entered for you.
To attach a file to this email message, click Attach. In this dialog box, you can browse for the file that you want to attach. Double-click the Organizations folder. Double-click the Volunteer Activities folder. Click the Cold Care file. Now click Attach.
An Attach box now appears in the message window and displays the name of the file you've attached. The message is complete, so click Send. The email message is on its way to Daniel.
When several people share a computer, they can create and use separate identities in Outlook Express that allow each person exclusive access to his or her own email messages. Let's switch from the current identity of Suki to a different one, named Eva. Click the File menu and then click Switch Identity. Now click Eva and then click OK. Eva's identity is now in use in Outlook Express, and any email settings that she has set up are now being used, including her inbox.
To help prevent unauthorized access, an identity can also be set up to require a password. To establish a password for an identity, click the File menu, point to Identities, and then click Manage Identities. Here you can add additional identities, modify existing identities, and delete identities. You can also designate a default identity to be used when opening programs.
To modify Eva's identity, click Properties. Now click Require a Password. Type the password as it appears in the text window and press the Tab key. You need to confirm the new password, so type the password again and then press Enter. Click OK. Go ahead and click Close. Now when a user attempts to switch to Eva's identity, that user will need to first provide the correct password.